Someone that they're mixing up with friends.
Tell me about that.
Huh?
Tell me about
You know, probably you know that the state of Louisiana was settled by the French.
Yes,
you
sir.
See? Like Texas by the Mexicans here.
Yes, sir.
So they mixed up English with French words. Sometimes you cannot understand what they were talking about.
Did you know what they were talking about there when you were there?
Yes, sir. And that's we got some kind of confusion there, you see. Because you never can tell when they were speaking English or speaking French. Nothing in Spanish at all.
Because you didn't... was there anyone here a long time ago that spoke English?
Who?
Were there any Anglo people here in this, that lived?
No, there were no English people living in here when I was born, no year before.
When did they first start coming in here?
Well...
To live.
Maybe, let me tell you. Here in this little town, when I was a small child, the older people speak a little English. Was the rich children that had a chance to go to a school somewhere else, like Laredo, and then from Laredo they went to the college in San Antonio, as far as Galveston. You ever hear about that big inundation in Galveston?
Yes, sir.
In 1901. Before they built that big wall around Galveston, Texas.
No, sir, tell me that.
There were about, I believe, three or four gentlemen from San Ignacio on the college there. And they had to swim several blocks to get out of the campus there, the college where they were keeping them.
Is it all flooded?
They had to swim. It was all flooded. There's a big flood in 1901, I believe. I was a small child then, but then after when I was a little older, I hear about all that. I knew all those persons that were in the college by that time, the Bay Flood in Galveston. One of them was Don Primitivo, another one was Don Jose and Don Rosendo.
What happened to those people?
Don Primitivo, he died about some 12 or 15 years ago. And the brother, they moved from San Ignacio to Laredo and died not long ago. They were all men there one day. But I knew them here in San Ignacio when I was a small child. They were grown up.
Well, you said that most the wealthy people here that learned English and moved,
yes,
and went off to school, did they move away then, or did they come back here to live?
They come back here to live.
They did?
And some of them, they became a... officers in the county, things like that, you see. Don Primitivo, he was a sheriff for some time and a tax collector and justice of the peace. And he was a treasurer when he died, about 70 or 75 years old.
Yes, sir?
Yeah.
So,
all the time, I knew him all the time in some of the county offices.
So he was always the county office. Tell me about living out here. You said you didn't grow many vegetables, but you were telling me about growing watermelons the other day.
Yes, we use to raise watermelons for marketing purposes.
And did you ever grow anything else, like a big pump?
A big pump, me?
Pump.
Pumpkin, yes, I know. Yes, we used to raise just a... for eating here on the house, not for chicken.
What do you call this?
Calabaza, you mean? Squash, a big squash, that's what you mean.
And what were the big ones called?
Hmm?
What do you call them?